My name is Kelly Laverda. I am a senior engineer with the NWMO in the pre-closure safety group. So in the pre-closure safety group, basically what we do is we want to ensure the safety of the public and the workers during the operational phase of our facility. So that would extend from everything from when the fuel is received at site, when we transfer the fuel from the transportation package into our long-lived container, and then we ultimately move that container underground and put it into the repository itself. Yeah, so we've just wrapped up some really interesting work related to climate change. As you noted, we have been studying climate change in the Ignace area, and specifically we've been focusing on how precipitation will change in the future. We're pretty excited about this study. It's the first time we've done a study like this for one of our study areas. And this is an important study to us because we want to consider climate change when we're designing our facility. It's important for us to mitigate and to minimize any risks posed by environmental factors such as climate change. As I said, you know, it's important for us to consider climate change when we're designing our facility. The study has indicated to us that it's likely that there will be increased precipitation in the future. Increased precipitation can lead to flooding or other extreme climate events. So it's really important that we consider these factors when we're designing our facility. An increase in precipitation can lead to flooding or other extreme climate events. So we do want to consider these factors when we're designing our facility. So one of the ways that we'll incorporate this information into our design is when we are designing our stormwater management system, we'll want to make sure that we have enough capacity so it can handle an increased precipitation level that might occur in the future.
All right, so what happens next?
One of the things that we're doing next is this study has focused on the Ignace area. We have similar work underway for the South Bruce area. If we are looking at the Ignace area, this information will be passed along to our engineering group, and they can incorporate it as they progress the facility design. I really want to emphasize that, you know, our focus is to protect people and the environment. So the climate change work that we're doing, it is very important to us, but it really is only one of many inputs to our facility design that will help us achieve our goal of safety.